History Con stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. New school guidance out of New York State. New York will not lift the mask mandate in schools as of yet. No, not yet. The State Education Department yesterday emailed guidance to roughly 700 New York school districts that said agencies have agreed to wait until the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention responds to the state's request on Friday for more information before lifting the COVID-19 mask mandate in schools. Quote, no changes have been made or will be made by the executive until after Monday, June 7th, to afford the CDC an opportunity to respond to the letter, end quote. That from the Education Department. The updated guidance from the Education Department appears aimed at addressing confusion from schools after the State Department of Health on Friday abruptly notified the CDC that New York intends to lift its statewide mask requirement for schools on Monday. Quoting here, if there's any data or science that you are aware of that contradicts moving forward with this approach, please let me know as soon as possible. We plan to make guidance effective on Monday, June 7th, end quote. That from Health Commissioner Howard Zucker, who wrote to the CDC. Connecticut lawmakers are pushing through a legislative session that's about to end. Each year at this time, there's pushes at the state capitol to pass legislation. A lot of talk about recreational marijuana. That continues to be a work in progress. There are other bills that people want passed. The goal is to reduce gas emissions in the state by 45% in 2030. To do this, the governor's budget includes a charge on wholesalers passed on to consumers. It would cost 5 cents more a gallon. The money raised would give rebates for electric vehicles and would build more EV charging stations. Republicans say they would rather see money come from somewhere else, not taxpayers. Now, one of those laws, Jennifer Law, passed the House, and it heads to Governor Lamont's desk for signing. The bill, named after Jennifer Doulos, a New Canaan mother who was allegedly killed by her estranged husband in 2019, is designed to protect victims of domestic violence. The law would broaden the definition of domestic violence and would change the laws around reinstating orders, divorce, and custody. Currently, domestic violence laws are based on physical violence or the threat of physical violence. The new bill would also include coercive control, which lawmakers defined as a control that can and does lead to more abusive behavior. Legislators passed the bill 134-8. It will now head to the governor's desk. Bardavon and UPAC have announced they're reopening. Tickets to go on sale to the public on June 11th after closing for 14 months. Music will again fill the Bardavon and Ulster Performing Arts Center. The Bardavon in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston will be reopening for shows beginning in August. Four new events join a list of postponed 2020 performances. The latter shows include Britt Floyd, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the Maverick Celtic Women in Stomp. Tickets for the new shows are on sale to Bardavon members on Tuesday at 11 o'clock and to the general public. That will happen at 11 o'clock on June 11th. Tickets for rescheduled shows are on sale right now. In-person ticket sales will return on July 6th. New shows will be announced in the next few weeks. Tanglewood has their protocol set, 3 feet of distance inside only and masks being optional, following guidance from the Tri-Town Health Department, the state, and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Boston Symphony's plan for this summer's Tanglewood Festival now include 3 feet of separation between ticket holders seated in the music shed for all BSO-related performances, while masking and physical precautions are recommended for unvaccinated audience members in line with CDC guidance. The regulations from the local health boards limit total attendance to 9,000, half the normal capacity. Earlier, the attendance cap had been 25%. In some meetings in our area coming up tonight, the planning board has their regular meeting in the town of Dover. It's via YouTube and Zoom. In Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 6 p.m. The Inland Watercourse and Wetlands Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight. Great Barrington's annual town meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at Monument Mountain Regional High School. For the second year, they'll hold the annual town meeting drive-in style in the parking lot. In Region 1 news, the Region 1 Board of Education tonight, 6:30 till 8:30. North Canaan coming up. The June monthly Board of Selectmen meeting is set for 7 p.m. tonight. Weeputuck Central School District has their Board of Education meeting at the high school library at 7 p.m. tonight. The 25th annual Murphy Open Golf Tournament benefiting the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce will be held this year on Tuesday at the links at Unionvale in LaGrangeville. It benefits area food pantries and food drives. All donations are tax deductible. More information, tristatechamber.com. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday beginning tomorrow, Identity Theft Happens runs from 10 to 2 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Thursdays 5 to 7, and Saturdays 9:30 to noon. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting coming up tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. In Kent, the Sewer Commission has their regular meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. The Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 6:30 tomorrow. In Cornwall, tomorrow, the Wastewater Committee meets via Zoom at 5. At 7, the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting via Zoom. And 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission meets via Zoom. In Falls Village, there's a public hearing on the housing grant at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education meeting is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, there's a public hearing on the housing grant at 7 p.m. tomorrow. In Hillsdale, the town board meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. It is via Zoom. The Northeast New York Planning Board meets on June 9th. That is at 7:30. Pine Plains Planning Board meets on Wednesday the 9th at 7:30. On the 10th, the Stockbridge Grange on Church Street serving up a takeout-only public baked beam and ham dinner with your choice of lemon or chocolate cream pie for dessert. Pickup takes place on Sunday, June 13th from noon to 1:30. All orders must be submitted no later than June 10th. Call 413-443-4352 or 413-243-1298. The Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise back in North Canaan, the 10th annual Food, Cars, Motorcycles, Music, and Fun every Thursday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. June 10th through August 26th. Coming up on the 10th, the Rocking Heartbeats. Rain or shine, all activities 6 to 9 p.m. The Norfolk Library kicks off its summer reading program, Tales and Trails, on June 11th at 6:30 with a pet parade. Prizes given in many categories, so participants should register their pets by Wednesday at the norfolklibrary.org. On Saturday, June 12th, there is a bulk trash and electronics recycling day on South Center Street in Millerton, New York. For a list of items, visit climatesmartmillerton.org. The Hillsdale Car Show, trucks, motorcycles, muscle cars, street rods, customs, and rat rods, Saturday from 9 to 4, awards at 3:30 in the Hamlet Park in Hillsdale. The rain date is for June 13th. Spectators and children are free. Please bring a mask. Trophies, including People's Choice Award. There's vendors, food, music, and a 50-50 raffle to benefit the Hamlock Park renovation. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, Bonnie Akjar's Celebration of Life will happen at Veterans Field, Lions Club Pavilion in Sharon. You're invited to celebrate the life of Bonnie. This is a public event. She meant so much to so many people in our community. This is a way to come together and celebrate some of Bonnie's favorite things. Bonnie loved good food, good music, comfortable clothes, and spending time with people she loved. So wear your favorite clothes, bring your favorite food to share. Bonnie was famous for her deviled eggs, so there'll be a deviled eggs judging contest with prizes, live music with Brother Other and other musical guests. In keeping with the tradition of old summer parties, there'll be a pig roast, hot dogs, hamburgers, and fresh-cut French fries. Beer, wine, soda, and water will be available. RSVP for the Deviled Egg Contest. Any questions or more, you can find out from Ray Jr. or Bumpa. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off today at 34,756.39, the NASDAQ at 13,814.49, and the S&P 500 at 4229.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.